Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Hessler-Key is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is she's an original member of the Brain Trust. Not just a member, an original member of the Brain Trust. She goes all the way back to March of 98. That means that this month we're celebrating her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, somebody that we could not do without. In fact, we've known her so long, she's had a name change in the middle of all that, and has written a number of new books since then. And so the new book is called CEO Road Rules, as well as another one, What Animals Teach Us. She's one of our top CEO experts. She's our good friend, Mary Hessler-Key. Welcome back to the show, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you, too. And it was when I wrote my first book called The Entrepreneurial Cat,
yes.
13 Ways to Transform Your Work Life.
With Jazzy.
That was on your show with Jazzy. And,
yeah.
Of course, you and I have always been about entrepreneurs and about helping people grow their businesses. And it's just been a wonderful marriage being part of this Brain Trust. And it's kind of funny because my husband and I will be celebrating our 12th anniversary this year. So whatever was going on in the stars 12 years ago was a pretty good thing.
'98 was a good year, wasn't it?
It was a good year.
Yeah.
I need to go back and get some wine from that year, Jim.
Exactly. How's Lewis doing?
He's doing great.
Give him our best.
I will. But today, you know, I want to talk a little bit with you about this idea of peer coaching. And that's a term that people are using in large companies to really cut costs and find a way of really supporting the learning and growth of employees at all levels. At the CEO, business owner level, you hear about a lot of different franchises, and I've actually in the past affiliated with some. I set up CEO roundtables for Inc. magazine.
I remember that you were doing that back.
Ago.
You were doing that back when we first met each other.
Yes, and I got to work with Bernie Goldhirsch, who started Inc. magazine, and just before Fast Company bought the magazine. And the program was called Inc. Eagles, and there's iterations from that, and of course there's other types of programs. But the thing I need to say is, that, and I've done this in a local CEO group I belong to. We have a group called the CEO Council of Tampa Bay. I spent some time working with some of the people that were interested in facilitating a meeting with their peer CEOs. And the concept is to bring together 3 to 10 business owners.
Non-competing.
And to have a format that you're committed to and to meet regularly. And it really serves as sort of a mastermind group together. And one of the things that's really important is for people to share what their goals are, not just for their organization, but I facilitate a group that I've pulled together. It's all technology CEOs in the Tampa Bay area, and there are 9 of them that meet in this one group.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you guys meet?
Once a month for a half day,
uh-huh.
and then in between, I get together with some of them on a regular basis. But this CEO council group, they just do this on their own once a month for a couple hours. And, and what you're doing is you're defining your CEO scorecard. So you want to look at, sure, what's the financial aspect of my business, but what do I need to do as a CEO to really raise the bar on my own skill set, or as a business owner, whichever way you frame the title of what you do? And what are the business issues I'm dealing with now that I want to resolve? And then we use a format where people will bring their business issue to the group, and they'll pretty much get the issue out. They provide like a 1 to 2 page blueprint of what it is to save people time and go deeper. But then as soon as they present it, the group asks questions for about 15 minutes, and that president, none of the other business owners can start giving recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, the questioning process.
And I'll tell you something. You know, this is one of those things that if you think you're a mature manager, if you think you are a well-rounded, comfortable in your own skin type of a manager, put yourself on this kind of under this kind of a bubble if you really want to know whether you really want to get better, if you really are willing to go the extra mile to get better. This is the ultimate, isn't it, Mary? When you put yourself under that kind of a bubble and you lay yourself out there, because it will sting.
But
you can't get better unless you have the stings.
Yeah, in fact, Jim, in our book, CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution, we interviewed over 50 very successful CEOs of primarily privately held companies, many that started small and some that grew quite large and some in between, and over 60% of the people that we interviewed, and the criteria was really being successful in what they're doing and also feeling successful in their lives, and about over 60% had a peer group support of some kind that they met with regularly. And what it does is it gives you no holes barred feedback. Your employees are not going to tell you the truth. I mean, they're going to tell you the truth from their perspective. But another person that has no vested interest, that knows how to run a company, saying to you, you know what, I think that's a mistake, and I think if I were in your situation, I would do X, Y, and Z. You can do anything
But you know, Mary, it's not just the employees. We don't tell ourselves the truth.
Oh, exactly. But I mean, we really believe right.
I'm not going to say we lie to ourselves, although to some degree we do, but we just aren't capable of seeing things. I mean, you know, when I was a consultant full time, Mary, whenever I wanted to really, I was advising business owners for a living, but whenever I wanted help with my company, I would ask my clients to help me with my company. And guess what? They were really good at helping me with my company because it wasn't their company.
Yeah. It's easier to see more clearly sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also like the statistics on how you can grow your business. I mean, just my own personal statistics and having done this, you know, for 15 years, is that on average, people's businesses grow over 25% annually. That's if you take the aggregate of the group. And, yeah, there's some down years, but it's amazing how you see companies go from quite small to quite large.
Mm-hmm.
And the kicker is, once you find the right group, you stay with it.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on to that thought, Mary. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mary Hessler Key, celebrating 12 years as an original member of our Brain Trust. She and I will be right back. Her new book is called CEO Road Rules, Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution. She co-authored with Dennis Stearns, 20 After. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At least the mystery is gone. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. We're celebrating 12-year anniversary with our good friend Mary Hessler Key. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And about 12 years ago, right now, I started thinking about this Brain Trust. This group of people that we put together, and we built it, and Mary was one of the first ones. And now it's the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And Mary's a great member of that group. She's the co-author of CEO Road Rules, also What Animals Teach Us. Don't miss the opportunity to see that book. Dr. Mary Hessler Key, What Animals Teach Us. That's still a great book, Mary, to me.
It is. And actually, it's a book that's really about love, loyalty, heroism. And it is a very big seller in the animal among people who are interested in animal
love
welfare. It's sold
love
on
animals.
ASPCA website consistently. So that book is a little different, and it's about my personal passion.
I don't have any pets, but I love animals because I have four grandsons. So very similar.
It is. But Mary,
I want you to give us the website, please.
Oh, sure. Our website is keyassociatesinc.com.
So check it out.
There's a really important blog on there that deals with what we're talking about.
Mary, hold on. So they can find the blog. Also, folks, I want to remind you that my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blassingame. And when you're at Small Business Advocate, com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you will, and check out my blog. Lots of other stuff there. We're talking with Mary Hislerkey about peer coaching.
Right,
and,
right.
And peer, what this is,
well,
folks.
Well, I just wanted to say that the most recent blog I've written is about courageous leadership. And the hook between the two is this. All of us need to be courageous in what we do. And if you look back, and I think your next person that's speaking, in his new book, it sounds like we can learn a lot from those hard situations. The key is having the support and stamina to make it through. And there's not a better vehicle than the professional intimacy that builds in a peer coaching group. If you can pull together some people you trust, meet regularly, use the principles of supporting each other and also giving each other honest feedback, it's amazing what you can accomplish and how courageous you can be as a leader, particularly in these tough times.
Exactly. Well, one of the main markers of leadership is courage. One of the traits, if you want to observe somebody being a leader, if you see someone being courageous, and that can take on many forms. Courage is a shapeshifter. It takes on many forms. When you see somebody doing that, that's an example of being a leader. And oftentimes, courage is when you see somebody doing something that's against the grain, that's against the conventional wisdom, that's what most other people wouldn't do, and maybe even seems a little crazy. You're probably witnessing courage. And those are the kind of people who survived 2009, aren't they, Mary?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in this little piece I've written, I put together what I call thought partner questions that in my own coaching practice I ask people, but that anybody can use with each other. Questions like, why is this direction or decision important to me? Are my values aligned with the actions I need to take? What are the risks involved in taking this stance? So there's a whole series of self-analysis questions that really are important to ask yourself. And I think the thing about entrepreneurs that is so wonderful, but also is an Achilles heel, is sometimes you get this feeling in your gut and you really don't weigh it through. And, of course, the ultimate question is, what's the worst thing that could happen? And if it happens, could I live with it?
Well, and you used a term that I've used over the years many times that I was taught decades ago by Xerox, and that's self-analysis.
Yeah.
And folks, self-analysis is important. You've got to do it. You've got to learn. You need to learn how to do it if you want to get better. But it doesn't quite get you to where you want to go. You need the peer review, don't you?
You need the peer review.
On top of that.
You need the peers asking you this. Because we can be really sloppy with ourselves. We can really tell ourselves the best story. And I'm just going to catch you just a little bit. When you were saying the best in the galaxy, that was a lot of fun. But the truth is, we don't know that that's the truth. And that's the same thing that happens with a lot of CEOs. Like, oh, this is going to be the best decision in the whole world. My business is going to be, you know, a gazillion whatever. And, you know, it's not to have anybody rain on your parade. It's to really think through and be clear. And the other part that's so important in my work and in the research out there, when people take risks and they fail, if it's a calculated risk that they thought through, they can live with it much easier than when they've just blindly done something and haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel like, you know what? You gave it my best.
You did
shot.
The best you could, and exactly that's when you've done all the due diligence. But back to quickly, but as before we wrap up, folks, there are a lot of different ways you can get with peers. You can put your own group together. There's tab boards. There's what's the other one out there? That's a formal one.
Vistage
is the other one.
There's a lot of groups out there.
Or put your own together. Find what Noah St. John calls loving mirrors, people who will tell you the truth, but they'll do it in a constructive way.
Sure.
These
a lot
are
of
all
chambers
good.
Of commerce have them, too.
A lot of them, you're exactly right. Thank you for pointing that out. Mary, thanks for being here. Thanks for 12 great years.
My
we'll see you next time. Mary Hislerkey, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
New York's fine, but it ain't.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.